Didn't move and had the ball deflected, and it's last touch by Evers. He wanted to kick out in the corner to Cole Corco, but it was deflected, I believe, by Coughlin, and it came right back on the off the foot of Evers, and he turns it over. Brookings with the ball, 5:15 to go, first quarter. Cross-court pass comes up ahead to Mose. Mose on the right side to Holm. Holm around the perimeter. Carlson now in the corner. Mose, he'll drive, lost the ball, and somehow came out of there with it. Open three, top of the key is good. This time for Carter Holm, back-to-back threes for Brookings. They lead 6-2 with just over 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. Brookings going straight man here. Up top, Evers, he'll drive. Go into a crowd, falling backwards, missed the shot short, and the rebound underneath for Meyer. Mose gets it up ahead, Coughlin. Coughlin gets a screen, free throw line jumper is off the mark, and up high with the rebound, Cole Corco. Corco pushes up the floor, cross court, open three, Clay Corco, yes! Clay Corco gets the three ball, and Huron pulls within one, 6-5. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Carlson, now Mose, got a couple of subs coming in at the next whistle. Cross court, here's the drive, Holm, and he gets Evers up in the air, and he's going to fall flat on him. That'll be a foul on Ty Evers, his first and the first on either team. To the free throw line is Carter Holm. He'll shoot two. He was wide open on that far side, and he just drove the basket, head faked, and Evers went up in the air and fell down on him. Free throw is good for Holm. Into the game, Sam Kretschmar, Landon Clays, both seniors for Huron, in for the first time for Brookings is Ryan Argus. Brookings, a senior-dominated team. Second free throw is good for Carter Holm. He's got 5 of the 8 for Brookings. They lead 8-5. In fact, most very likely we'll only see one underclassman on the floor tonight while the game, unless the game gets out of hand. Kretschmar spins back, gives to Evers. Evers will go baseline. A little hand check call going to go on Carter Holm. That'll be the first foul of the game against the Brookings Bobcats. 3:52 to go, first quarter. We're midway through the first. 8-5 lead for Brookings. They're going to run the out-of-bounds play. They thought they were going to get it underneath the basket. Instead, it'll be on the sideline near the Brookings student section. And the inbounds comes in the middle to Clay Corco. Clay at the top of the key as Evers down in the corner. The ball knocked away by Carlson, but tracked down by Clay's. Clay's right side now, Corco. That's Cole. He'll force up a shot, had it blocked, and the rebound for Holm. Up the floor quickly, Coughlin. He'll attack the basket, almost traveled with it, gets it to Mose underneath the basket. He'll hook the pass, it's deflected. We have a jump ball underneath the basket. And possession will stay with the Brookings Bobcats. Bush back in for Huron. He'll replace Evers. Checking in for Brookings is Sam Wilbur, a 6'2 senior. So Brookings will trigger the inbounds play. They're at the far end of the floor from me. Mose trying to find somebody. Goes weak side to Carlson and deflected out of there by Kretschmar. Will still be Brookings' ball. Tried to get on that backside to Carlson, but was well defended by Kretschmar. Brookings will again inbound on the baseline. Other side of the lane. Go in the corner to Wilbur. Back up top, Mose gets the screen. Mose will drive down the lane, back it out. Wilbur, top of the key. Here's the dump inside. Argus puts up a little jump hook, no good. Rebound, and going to come down with it is Brookings down the floor. Mose gets the layup, missed it, but is fouled by Bush. A little hustle action there by Brookings. Huron didn't grab the rebound. And at the free throw line is Josh Mose to shoot two. Kobe Bush with the foul, his first in the second team on Huron. 3:07 to go, first quarter, 8-5. Brookings leads with two free throws for Mose. First one is short, no good. Second shot for Mose, no good. Missed them both. Rebound Bush. Gets it to Clay Corco, to Cole Corco. Now Clay's top of the key. Right side, Kobe Bush out on the wing. And we have a whistle away from the ball. That's going to be on Brookings, but I have no idea what occurred. Just a foul on the Bobcats. Fouls on Mose, his first and the second team on Brookings. Here on Run the Out of Bounds baseline with Clay's triggering. Bounce pass in the corner. Here's the drive by Cole Corkle. Lost it on the way up. Comes down. Has to get it out to Kretschmar. Kicks back to Clay's for three. Got it! Landon Clay's continues to add spark off the bench. Gets the three ball. We're tied at eight. 2:42 to go. First quarter. Here on a little half-court trap. Mose. Top of the key. Here on drops back in his zone. Open three for Coughlin. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound put back. Won't go. Rebound for Bush. So two misses there for Brookings. Down the floor comes Cole Corko, and he'll get to the basket, or he'll get to the free throw line as he draws contact going to the basket. Two shots coming up for Cole Corko. Foul was on Sam Wilbur, his first and the third team on the Bobcats. Free throw for Clay Corko is no good. Now we'll have a whole bunch of new guys come in. I thought it was Cole Corko, but it is Clay at the line. Evers back in for Huron, along with DeGene. Brookings came in with a couple of new guys. Drew Cole, the only underclassman that will most likely play tonight. 6'5 sophomore in the game. Second free throw good. One out of two for Clay Corko. And Huron leads 9-8. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Wilbur in the corner. Coughlin up top to Holm. Here's the drive by Coughlin. Attacks the basket. A little roller won't go. Rebound, and Bush tips it to himself. And then a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Brookings, maybe on Coughlin. And that was just a frustration foul by Coughlin after he missed a little roller there. He attacked the basket nicely but missed the five-footer. Then picks up the foul, his first and the fourth team on Brookings. 9-8 here on leading. We're nearing 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Boys game, girls game went to Huron, 51-45. Into the front court comes Evers. Now Clay Corko will set it at way outside. Brookings stays in their man defense. Little screen there. Now Evers up top. Evers, little drop step, hands it off to Corko. That's Cole. Cole gets a screen. Clay's, he'll drive. Free throw line. Did he stutter step? He did, and he gets called for the walk. He came in and then kind of came to a jump stop and then just did a little stutter there as he tried to kick the ball out. Turnover back to Brookings with a minute 37 to go, first quarter. Carter Holm sets it up for Brookings, way out on the right side, looking for Coughlin in the corner, gets it to Devin. Up top, Cole. Now Coughlin, they'll wing it inside, and a little slap going to go on Cole Corko, I believe. He was trying to knock the ball away from the cutter going down the lane. First foul on Cole Corko, third team on Huron. Inbounds in the corner, Carlson up top. Here's the drive baseline, kick out baseline for Wilbur on the left side. No good. The ball tapped out, still battling, and Landon Clays wins the battle. Good hustle by Landon. That's what he brings to the floor. Up the floor, pass to Clays. Landon on the drive, back outside. Three ball, Clay Corko, in and out. And on the rebound, I think we're going to have a foul on Huron. Foul be on Evers. That'll be his second. So that's something to keep in mind for the Huron Tigers. In fact, that's going to bring him off the floor as DeGene will check in. And Ty looks a little disgusted, thinking that he wasn't really involved in the play. Minute two to go, first quarter. Huron 9, Brookings 8. Both teams have struggled some shooting the ball. Mose back into the game. Bounce pass right side to Carter Holm. Pitch it out left side. Mose again. Mose to Cole at the top of the key. Left side. Feed it in the corner to Holm. Back off left side. Carlson. Carlson kicks back to Holm. Holm pulls up with a 17-footer. Corner of the lane. Knocked it down. He was well defended. Carter Holm has 7 of the 10 points for Brookings. They lead 10-9. With 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter, just about a half-second difference between game clock and shot clock. Screen set, Cole gives back to Clay Corko, baseline to DeGene. DeGene, little spin move, goes up, short shot, was blocked by Carlson. Brookings comes out with the rebound. 13 seconds, plenty of time to work with for Brookings. Mose will set it up as the Bobcats, I'm sure, go for one shot. Screen set. Moe's coming off to the right. Looked inside. Long three for home. No good. And DeGene with the rebound. His long shot. Length of the court. No good. And that will end the first quarter. Brookings 10. Huron 9. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We start the second quarter. Brookings with the ball in a one-point lead, 10-9. Bobcats going to the far end of the floor for me for the first half. Little back door, and boy, there's a big shove by Corco, but they're going to wave it off, and that was the correct call. Cutting down the lane that time was Jamison Meyer, and I think it was Clay Corco. He just gave him two forearms to the back and shoved him. I was going to say it was Landon Clay's. I thought it was Corco. Landon Clay's, though, but he'll pick up the foul. He is first in the fifth team on Huron. Brookings will run the inbounds. The ball deflected, but Huron can't catch up to it. Shooting in the first quarter, Brookings 3 of 14, just over 20%. Huron 3 of 10, 30%, so neither team is able to hit a lot of shots. That's why we have the low score here. Mose will drive, has a lane, goes back door. Nice catch by Wilbur. Shoots and swatted by Kobe Bush. Down the floor, Claes hands it off to Corco. Now Bush with the ball. Bush up top to Gene. DeGene looking low post. Now gets it back out to Cole Corco. He'll set the offense for Huron. Good defensive play by Bush. He has the ball on the right wing against Wilbur. Gets the screen. Gives back to Clay Corco. Clay into the paint. Now Bush takes the three. No good. And the rebound comes out long and... stepping on the baseline was Brookings. Good hustle play again by Landon Clays. He seems to be in the middle of a lot of those things. He just kind of forced home to take a different route to get to the rebound, and he stepped on the baseline getting to the ball. Huron will get another chance. Inbounds will come all the way out, and Bowes with the steal. He deflected it away and down the floor, and he stepped on the sideline. Okay. Whistle came kind of late. Brookings, Engelbretson didn't like the call, but they said that Moe stepped on the sideline there in front of the Tiger bench after he tipped the ball away. Certainly a break there for Huron. Huron coming in with some subs here. Now what are we doing? Now the officials are coming together. Into the game, Nolan Weigel comes in. He hasn't seen much varsity time. Now what's the discussion here? 7:09 to go in the first half, 10-9 Brookings. And it will be here on ball, so they do rule that Moe stepped on the sideline after he had tapped that ball away. So Nolan Weigel, the junior, getting a little time here on the varsity. Also in the game is Isaac Carr, junior. Corco at the top of the key, that's Clay, gives to Bush. Bush will drive into the paint. Little fadeaway from 10, no good, as it was contested by Carlson, and a foul going to go on Huron. Huron continues to struggle, shooting the basketball. Foul is on Clay Corco, that'll be his first. Still 10-9, Brookings been a very sluggish first half here, as both teams struggle to shoot the ball. Moe's into the front court, Huron picks him up man-to-man. On the right wing is Holm. Up top, Moe's. Moe's backs it out right side, comes across in the corner. Wilbur, an 18-footer, is short. Rebound comes straight down to Carr, and he wants to push up the floor. Carr stops and gets run over by Wilbur. He came to a stop, and Wilbur just couldn't stop his momentum. He'll pick up the foul, his second, and the fifth team on Brookings. Coughlin back in for the Bobcats. 6:33 to go in the first half, 10-9 lead for Brookings. Inbounds comes, or Kobe Bush gets it to Weagle in the corner. Weagle, cross court, Carr. Carr, a couple of dribbles, back up top. Carr will go to the free throw line. Now come back right side, Bush. Bush, free throw line, can't get a shot off. Three ball for Carr, yep! Isaac Carr with a three ball, first bucket of the second quarter for either team here on Leeds, 12-10. 6:07 to go here in the first half. Here's the drive by home. We'll get it back to Carlson for three. No good. And on the rebound, somebody pushed. This will go against Huron. Corco got the rebound, but I think somebody else got called for the push off. And Brookings will get to the free throw line. It'll be a 1-1 here for Jameson Meyer. Foul is on Clay Corco, his second. Seventh team on Huron, so the bonus. Clay's in for Huron, as Corco will come out. Cole getting set to come in for Brookings. He must be coming in for the shooter, Jameson Meyer. He'll get the bonus here, 1-1. 12-10 lead for Huron. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Carr has the rebound. Carr gets it in the middle, Weagle. He'll get it into the front court. Weagle starts to drive down to the corner, back to Carr. Up top, Clay's in the corner, Cole Corco. Cole brings it back up top. Clay's on the drive. Now back up top of the key, Carr. Huron keeps the motion. Deep three for Corco. In and out, that was Cole. Ball tipped up, and Brookings will control. 5.5 minutes to go, first half. Huron up 12-10. In the corner is Mose. A deep three for Mose. Got it. Josh Mose with his first points of the game. Brookings leads 13-12. Here's the drive by Corco, and that's going to be an offensive foul. You can see that one a mile away, and Cole Corco a little slow to get up after that as well. Cole Corco picks up his second. Hopefully it's not anything. He is back up to his feet now. But the charge, that was easy. He just forced the action, and there were a pair of Bobcats between him and the basket, and he just went right after it. Evers is going to check in. He has not played in the second quarter. He's got two here on getting into a bit of foul trouble here. Deep on the right side. Here's the drive by home. Feeds in the middle. Nice pass and an easy bucket for Carlson. And Brookings now up 15-12. They're on a 5-0 run. 5 minutes to go, first half. Huron could use a bucket. Weagle up top to Bush. Right side, Clay's, and a foul going to go on Mose. He'll pick up his second. That's significant for Brookings. Mose kind of runs the show out there for the Bobcats, but he picks up his second. Six teams, so no bonus yet for Huron. Evers into the game along with DeGene is coming out. Weagle and Cole Corco and Wilbur back in for Brookings. As Mose comes out, as I said, picking up his second. Inbounds for Clay's to Bush at the top of the key. Bush trying to drive, pulls up with a 17-footer, no good. Rebound underneath for Carter Holm. Huron continues to struggle, shooting the ball. Holm comes to Coughlin, right side in the corner, Wilbur. Got to be careful there. Evers flirted with a third foul. Back up top, Carlson. He's got Carr on him. Here's the drive, Coughlin up top, Holm. Home right back in the corner, open three for Carlson, no good. Long rebound tipped out, and Isaac Carr trying to get the ball, and he got drugged down by a Brookings Bobcat, and Brookings gonna, or who's getting the ball? Brookings gets the ball out of that. It looked to me like Carr had a shot to get the ball, and he got drugged down by a Brookings Bobcat, so he never got there, and Brookings gets to keep possession. 4:22 to go, first half, Brookings up 3, 15-12. Coughlin deep on that right wing, gets a screen, comes up top of the key. Reverse it left side. Holm gets double team, now has to kick it out. Coughlin, top of the key. Lob in the corner to Wilbur. Feed inside, low post, little fadeaway for Carlson is good. 10-footer on the baseline. Carlson gives Brookings their biggest lead at 5, 17-12. 7-0 run by Brookings. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the first half. Huron just having trouble scoring the ball. Carr almost traveled with it. Bush up top, now Evers. Evers on that left wing. Couple of dribbles back to DeGene. High post, there's Bush. Bush squares up at the free throw line. Splits the double team. Scoop shot with the left hand. Won't go. Just can't finish. Huron now 1 of 6 from the field here in the second quarter. Brookings looks to extend the lead. 3. No good. Rebound Clays. 17-12. Huron needs a bucket. Down 5. Nice crossover pass. But oh, the scoop shot won't go. And a lid on the basket right now. A great drive by Landon Clays as he split two defenders and just put up the left-handed scoop too hard. Here's the drive by Holm. Off the glass, no good, but a foul going to go on Huron as Brookings really aggressively going to the basket. Carter Holm will get 2 shots. He has 7 points to lead all scorers here in the first half. Fouls on Isaac Carr, his first. 19 foul on Huron. Free throw is in and out, no good for Carter Holm. Clay Corco back into the game for Huron. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for Carter Holm, and Brookings up 6, 18-12. So we near 3 minutes to go in the first half. Timeout Huron. 3:02 to go, 18-12 Brookings. We'll take a Big D's timeout here of 30 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers!
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on using a timeout, really struggling offensively. You need to try and get something going here. On the right side, Landon Clays will drive to the free throw line. Now Clay Corco with the ball. Couple of dribbles. Goes back door, had Bush, but Bush had the ball deflected from him. Will still stay with Brookings. Let's see, what else do we have here? Aberdeen defeated Watertown by 1 in boys basketball. Still looking for the girls' score. There it is. Parker DeGene up top gives it to Bush. On the right side is Landon Clays. We have 5 seconds on the shot clock, and just going to be a wild shot by DeGene. No good. Rebound Brookings, and Huron continues to struggle shooting the ball. Just 1 basket here in the second quarter. I think we're now 1 of 9 from the field. And Brookings, what are we doing here? Deflected out of bounds by Huron. 18-12. Brookings leading Huron with 2:20 to go here in the first half. We have some finals in, as I said. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys finals. Brandon Valley defeated Roosevelt 66-47. And Aberdeen edged Watertown 46-45. Feed in the middle, low post. Carlson gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line as Huron just struggling at both ends of the floor now. Girls finals, Washington 48, Yankton 47, and Aberdeen 81, Watertown 37. It's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Carlson at the line to shoot. That's the 3rd foul on Clay Corco, too. Free throw is no good for Brennan Carlson. So Cole Corco back into the game along with Isaac Carr. Also on the floor is DeGene, Bush, and Evers. Really, that's about the biggest team Huron can put out there. But Huron getting a lot of foul trouble here. Carlson hits 1 out of 2. He's got 5 all here in the second quarter. Brookings has outscored Huron 9-3 here in the second quarter. Clay's out on that right wing, up top to Bush. Here's Carr. Back up top, here's the feed, high post to Clay's. Clay's will shoot over the sophomore, banked it in as he shot over Cole. Clay's with five. 19-14, first bucket in a long time for Huron, but Huron back within five, minute 37 to go here in the first half. Feed in the middle, Argus back in the game, Cole in the corner, wide open three, Coughlin in and out. Oh boy, I thought that was going in. Caught all the rim, but did not go. Rebound underneath for Cole Corco. Here's Bush on the right wing. High post is Clay's. Lost the ball. Argus comes up with it. Now Clay's does. Gets it off to Evers. Back door wide open. Bush for the layup. More hustle from Landon Clay's. That's what he brings, and he brought a lot there off his back. Got it to Evers, who spotted Bush for an easy layup. Here on back within three. 19-16. 1 minute to go in the first half. In the corner is Argus. Brings it back up top. Bounce pass to Carlson. Carlson, one dribble in the corner. Open three is no good for Carter Holm, and Evers has the rebound. Evers will bring the ball up himself with 45 seconds to go, first half. Gives to Isaac Carr. Now back up top. Backing it out is Cole Corco. Corco comes off to the left side, gets a screen from Clay's. Nothing there. Still on the dribble. Goes in with a little lob, left-handed shot. No good. Rebound for Brookings. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds to go in the first half. We'll see if Brookings will hold it for one shot. Would imagine they will. Holm out there with Corco. Comes off to the left. Now gets it back to Coughlin. 14-13. Now back to Holm. Holm, a little pivot there, right side, and we have a timeout. Brookings. 8.8 seconds to go, first half, 19-16. Brookings leads. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Now's the time to get amazing year-end savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron. These vehicles must go, so hurry in for the best deals of the year. Like the 2016 Chevy Malibu, now just $22,448. Save over $10,000 on the new 2016 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now just $39,822. Or save over $7,500 on the new 2016 GMC 2500 HD Crew Cab. So hurry in today, because deals like these only come around once a year. Close out the year with amazing savings at Prostromo General Motors in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, Brookings is going to see if they can set up a play here to get the final shot here at the end of the first half. Cole has it at the top of the key. Now back to Holm. He'll drive, and a foul going to go on Weigel trying to get in front of him. Nolan Weigel in to play defense here, and we put Brookings to the line here. It'll be two shots for Carter Holm with 4.8 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll talk with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Wade Stobbs at halftime. Free throw is good for Carter Holm. Brookings back up four at 20-16. Checking in for Brookings is Riley Schaefer. He replaces Argus. So Brookings up four with a free throw pending. Second shot is no good. Rebound Bush has 4 seconds to work with. Cross court, gets it to Weigel, takes the three off the front of the rim. Got a decent look, but no good. At the half, it's Brookings 20, Huron 16. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back and talk with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Wade Stobbs on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And at the half here is Brookings 20, Huron 16 at the half of our boys' game. The girls' game saw the Huron Tigers defeat Brookings 51-45, took the lead with a nice run at the end of the first half and never trailed in the second half, although Brookings did tie it once. But Coach Wade Stobbs joins us here, and we saw maybe a little growing up of the Huron Tiger girls' basketball team tonight. Things that went against us in the past would have probably spelled a doom or a loss, but they just kind of went through a couple of runs, hit free throws, and did things, you know, made Brookings do things that normally afflicted us.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things we looked at. You know, with that 1-2-2 press we put in beginning of the year, it showed up a little bit tonight. You know, it's not a real aggressive trap, but we want to play the passing lanes. We got some active girls. Emily Artemis got active hands out there. Jada Schillingstead, you throw them out there, and you got Shannon Tots out there reading passing lanes, and I just want them to make mistakes, and that's one of our goals. It's not super aggressive in our traps, but we play the passing lanes, make them make mistakes, and they had some young guards out there that showed, and that's what kind of happened to them today.
You know, and just little things. We hit free throws. I think I had 13 to 19. The Stats have 14 to 20. They were under 50%, and really, when you come down to it, that might be the biggest stat of the game.
Yeah, we were aggressive, and that's what we wanted. They come out and went to a zone in the end of that first half there in that second quarter, and our zone offense, we started running that, went to our little bump, and we got a couple flares. We hit some nice shots off of that and made them come out man, and that man kind of got to us there in that third quarter. They come out really aggressive, and we kind of struggled that a little bit, but until we got more aggressive. We were kind of passive right away, but then we attacked their man, and then we made them get into a little bit of foul trouble, and then that put us in the line a little bit and was kind of the key to the game right there.
And then another key I felt too was, you know, we just didn't fold. We, you know, they got that 12-0 run, got it tied when we felt like we're in control, but we just kept plugging away there in the fourth quarter. Biggest play for me, Shannon Kotz hits that three with a little over a minute to go, if I remember right, and really, while they did hit a three to get back closer, that pretty much kind of nailed it in, and, you know, and somebody's got to take and make those big shots.
Yep, you know, Coach Schmidt in the locker room at halftime, you know, we were talking at the end, he finished up and said they're going to make a run. You know, they're going to have to start to make some shots, and we got to battle through that. You know, we can't get down, and we got to stay positive, stay aggressive offensively, and they're going to make a run. You know, it's not over. There's nothing easy in the ESD here, so anytime you get to that 50-point mark, that's our goal. That 50-point mark is kind of the key to getting wins at this level. If you can get there, you're going to be in games, and hopefully you can keep them under that 50-point mark. And defensively, we had to switch things up. The girls adjusted really well into that fourth quarter. We had to go man a little bit when they got a little pressure. They started hitting some shots from the outside. The Michaela Jewett girl, she played really well. She had 18 and 13. Very good basketball player. She got hot from the corner. The Tetzloff girl got hot, made us come out of our 1-2-2. We came out of that, went to man. They got a couple layups at the basket on some back picks. We didn't talk and communicate very well. Went to a little triangle and two, and our girls kind of performed. We hadn't really practiced it. We played it last year a few times. Hadn't really practiced it now, but our girls came through and played, did it really well for us, really.
And Berger Plus, outstanding player of the game. I'm going to go with Shannon Kotz because she was double figures too, but that three, you know, like I said, somebody needs to step up and make a big shot, she stepped up and took it.
Yeah, her, Krista Schroeder, played a nice game for us, too. She was real patient down the stretch there. She didn't try and rush things, force things. She caught the ball. She was patient, and she took what the defense gave them. She got called with a hook one time, and then she took her time more on her penetration because they were denying our wings so hard out on the outside there. I think it was her. We got the ball down to her. She made a nice pass to Haven Hines on the cut, and then they closed off, and Haven made a nice pass out to Shannon out there, and she knocked down that three at a huge time for us.
And Lexi Glanzer, made you hold your breath there late in the first half, but she's a gamer.
Yeah, yep. You know, you always, you know, coming off something like that, you see that, and you cringe, and, you know, and then she's a tough girl. Comes in, you know, we iced it down a little bit at half. I was going to try and get her in there. She came back and was ready to go right before halftime, and I just, we had a good run going there, and I didn't get her back in, so I was hoping I didn't stiffen up on her. Iced it down a little bit at halftime, and she was a trooper. She didn't come out a lot for us in the second half.
Well, now the bad thing about this is, I suppose, you don't play for 2 weeks. Be nice to get right back out and get another game in.
It would, but I tell you what, it's going to be a lot nicer now with this five-day break coming off a W than it would be off of a loss. So we're going to go back and enjoy a Christmas break here, have some time next week to start getting ready for Aberdeen Central, a very good basketball team, and then Brookings again that same week. So, you know, we got good basketball teams coming up, some preparation to do and some new things to put in. So we'll enjoy our little Christmas break here. They'll enjoy time with their families, and we'll come back middle of next week or Tuesday next week and be ready to go.
Wade Stopp, head coach of the Huron Tigers. That's our Huron Tiger halftime report. Tiger girls win 51-45. Boys game is at the half, 20-16. And Brookings has the lead. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute, run down some quick stats, and head to the second half here on Dakota Sports.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Getting ready for the third quarter. A quick rundown of the scoring for Brookings. 9 points for Carter Holm. 5 for Brennan Carlson and 3 apiece Devin Coughlin and Josh Mose for Huron. 5 for Landon Clays. 4 for Clay Corco. 3 for Isaac Carr. 2 apiece Kobe Bush, Ty Evers. Huron with the ball as we begin play in the third quarter. Corco has the ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay down on the Huron end. Shooting in the first half, I had Huron 6-21. Brookings 6-24. The difference, Brookings got to the free throw line, even though they weren't all that successful. Brookings 5-11. Huron 1-2 from the line in the first half. In the corner goes to Evers. He wants to drive. Kick out to Gene for 3. No good. Rebound for Coughlin. Huron continues to struggle, putting the ball in the basket. Here's the drive. Mose has it deflected, but Brookings keeps control. Mose in the corner for 3. In and out. Rebound and on the floor, and Bush comes out with it. And up ahead, here's the breakaway for Parker DeGene. He'll go in, miss the layup. Good hustle back there by Coughlin, getting back down the floor to contest that. Here comes Brookings, and a foul going to go. If that's on Evers, that'll be number three. Wow. Well, we missed the layup going down to the other end. Good hustle by Devin Coughlin to get down there to challenge that. And it is foul number three on Ty Evers. So Huron getting in some big foul trouble. Evers with three. Clay Corkle with three. One of the officials having a little discussion with Evers. Right now, no movement off the bench. Evers going to be asked to play with those three fouls and not pick up the fourth. Brookings will inbound. Carlson in the corner to Coughlin inside low post. Shot up, no good. Nice play by Cole Corco helping out on defense. Huron, though, has got to score the ball. Inside low post, Evers reverse layup is short, but he's fouled. And there's the aggressive play that we want to see from Ty down on the block. He went right against the defender, and he'll get himself to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Brennan Carlson, his first. And Evers at the line, free throw is good. 3 points for Ty. And Huron on the board first here in the second half is, it's 2017 Brookings. Second shot. Short. Rebound Carlson. Brookings up three with 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Bounce pass, Coughlin has it on the left wing, looking inside. Back up front, Mose thought about the three. Drifts off to the right. Worked the perimeter, looked to the high post. Back right in the corner goes to Holm. Holm has the ball deflected, but Mose, did he catch up to it? He did save it from going over and back, although I don't know if that would have been over and back. 6, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the shot and up, and they're going to call a jump ball as Cole Corkle stayed right with Holm. Possession will stay with Brookings, but they don't get a new shot clock, so they got 2 seconds to catch and shoot here on the out of bounds. So Mose will inbound from the top of the key, and they'll go in underneath. Shot up, no good. And Huron has the rebound. Meyer had a decent look, but had to hurry it. Up top is Bush. DeGene takes the three, right wing, no good. Rebound for Brookings. DeGene went for the tie, didn't get it. Mose up top. Right side, it comes to Coughlin. Coughlin looking at the low post. Coughlin look inside, gets it to Meyer. Meyer squares up on DeGene, shuffles it off to Carlson, a little fadeaway. No good, and Carlson will be called for the push-off. Good block out by Cole Corco. Brennan Carlson picks up his second foul, and that's the second team on Brookings. Landon Clays will check in for Huron as DeGene takes a break. 2017, Brookings leading as neither team been able to shoot the ball well at all. Kobe Bush comes out way outside. Right side it comes to Clay Corco. Gets the screen. Nope. He'll drive into the paint. Free throw line. Kick out to Clays. Low post. There goes the Evers. Kick out to Bush for three. Got it. Kobe Bush drains a three. We're tied. Tied at 20 with 5.5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Mose hands it off to Holm. Back up top, Coughlin. Here's the cut down low inside. A little turnaround for Holm. No good. And Bush with the rebound. Huron continues to chart it up defensively. There's a deflection by Brookings. Huron was trying to get the ball up the floor, but Brookings deflects it and steals it. Mose drives, goes up against Bush and gets the scoop. No, no good. Offensive rebound, Carlson, and he's fouled by Bush. Boy, I thought Mose's shot was going in as he scooped it around Bush. Kobe Bush will pick up his second and will get a pair of free throws for Brennan Carlson. Carlson with 5 points. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter. We're tied at 20. Carlson's free throw is no good, and again, we're putting Brookings at the line a little more than we'd like. Wilbur in as Meyer out for Brookings. One more shot for Brennan Carlson. In and out, no good. Bush had the rebound, had it deflected, but Clays grabs it in the corner. Brookings struggling from the free throw line. There's a foul. Going to go on Mose, and that'll be number three on Mose. He tried to get the steal, but really had no opportunity to get ahead of Clay Corco on that. And Josh Mose Point guard for Brookings picks up his third personal. He's staying in for the time being. And, well, what do we have? Timeout here on 4:59 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 20. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
9 o'clock, KIJV, AM/FM Huron. Inbounds to Corco, and he's fouled. And Huron attacking the basket and starting to draw some fouls. Wilbur did not have the good position on Clay Corco, and Clay will go to the line to shoot two. Wilbur will pick up his third personal. He's a bench player, but has played a lot. Corco at the line to shoot two. First one is good. And Huron leads for the first time in quite a while, 21-20. 5-0 run by Huron to start the second half. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound underneath for Wilbur. 21-20 Huron. We're inside of 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Mose has home on the right side. Isaac Carr in for Huron off the timeout. Kick back to Coughlin. He'll go baseline, back it out up top, reverse it left side to Holm. Holm into the paint, gets bumped. He'll go with the little fadeaway, no good. Battle for the rebound. Wilbur gets it off the deflection and banks it in for two. First bucket of the second half for Brookings. They're up 22-21. Bush on the drive with the scoop. Had it blocked. Rebound Corco. He lost it, and Brookings with the rebound. Down the floor comes Coughlin. He'll take it in for the layup. Brookings. Back-to-back buckets. They run the floor there. 4-0 run puts them up 3, 24-21. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Clay's out on that right wing. Up top to Bush. Brookings with a little momentum here. Huron's got to find a way to score. Bush on the right wing goes baseline to Corco. That is Cole. He'll put it up with the left hand. It's short. Rebound tipped up and a foul going to go on Clay's going after the loose ball. Landon Clays picks up his second, and that'll be the third team on Huron. Drew Cole back into the game for Brookings, the 6'5 sophomore. Again, he's been the only underclassman, the only non-senior to play in the game for Brookings. Holm on the right wing has Cole up top of the key, swinging around left to Mose, low post to Carlson. Carlson double team, kick out, Cole for three, got it. The big man hits the three, and Brookings on a run. 7-0 run, Brookings. They lead 27-21. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 3:23 to go here in the third. Huron needs a bucket. Cole Corco has Bush, and he traveled with it. Just did a little anticipate and drug that foot. That was a good call by the official, and Huron again looks out of sorts out of there, just having trouble in the half-court offense. Brookings looking to open their biggest lead of the game. They're up 6. I think they're up 7 at one point in the first half. Holm brings the ball out against the Huron defense. Mose back up top. Holm, right side Coughlin, cross court. Mose takes the three, steps in, 15-footer. No good. Rebound, and Huron having trouble getting the loose ball. Brookings gets another chance. Holm on the left wing, up top of the key. Mose dishes in the corner to Coughlin. Back up top. A little bobble there by Holm. They just work the perimeter right now. In the corner goes Coughlin, and he throws it away. Stolen by Cole Corco. Corco up the floor. Now he'll hold it back. And Huron could use a bucket. Clays drives to the hoop. Reverse layup for two. Landon Clays with 7. And Huron draws within 4. 27-23. Brookings on top. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Holm trying to direct traffic. He gets it up top to Carlson. Now Holm again. Holm has Cole on the post up baseline. Backs his way in on Carr. Shoots over Isaac and hits it. Drew Cole with back-to-back buckets off the bench. 29-23, the lead back at 6. And a little double clutch and a travel on Isaac Carr. He wanted to get the ball back to Cole Corco and just kind of stutter-stepped there, and the ball turns back over to Brookings. Ty Evers back in for Huron, but Huron's got to get something going here. Inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter, Brookings up 29-23, looking to open their biggest lead of the game. Lob pass up top to Holm, working against the Huron zone, back it out. Carlson a little trouble, but Wilbur, who's back in, grabs it. Carlson, open three for Holm, is good. Carter Holm with a three, he's got a dozen. Brookings with their biggest lead of the game, 32-23. They have outscored Huron 12-2 in this run. Clays on the drive, Tard to the hoop for another two. Clays leads Huron in scoring with nine. About the only one attacking the basket right now. 32-25, Huron pulls within seven. Up top is Carlson. Wilbur fakes back to Carlson. Or excuse me, that's Holm, and a foul going to go on Huron. That's on Clay Corco, that'd be his fourth. Was on Ty Evers, it's his fourth, so we still pick up a fourth foul. Ty Evers with his fourth, and I didn't think Ty was in. Yeah, I think they're going to change this. Yeah, it's on Clay Corco, so he does pick up his fourth. I didn't think Evers was even in the vicinity. And Landon Clay saying, that should have been on me. So the officials now having a discussion. They've called it on Evers, and they called it on Corco. And now, the third time... I think they're changing it to Landon Clay's. Yeah, so it's the third on Clay's. So they go three times before they finally figure out who they want to call that foul on. Bush back into the game for Huron. So we have three Tigers with three. In the corner, Holm for three. Too strong. Rebound Bush on the weak side. Down the floor comes Evers. He'll stop on the baseline. Back up top, Cole Corco. Now Evers. Evers will go baseline, kick out, threw it away. Coughlin with the steal. Coughlin up the middle of the floor, holds it back, gives the Cole in the corner. It goes to Wilbur. Coughlin, reverse it around left side to Holm. Back up top, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Brookings up seven. Coughlin slides down in the corner, gives to Carlson. Back up top, Wilbur. Just working that perimeter now with 30 seconds to go. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Brookings. Up top, three ball for Carlson, short, rebound, and Clay's trying to get it, will be grabbed by Evers, gets it up ahead, ball deflected, but Clay Corco catches up to it, misses the shot, rebound, and the putback for Bush. 11 seconds to go, here on back within five, still got to play defense as Brookings can still get something here. Carlson, right side, 3-2, he's just going to have to shoot, he'll drive, baseline, reverse layup, and did they count it? They do count it, and Brookings takes the lead heading into the fourth quarter. Brookings 34, Huron 27. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter, and Huron has some work to do. 34-27, as they did count that bucket. It was very close if Carlson got that shot off in time or not, but they did give it to him, and Brookings up seven. Huron with the ball as we start the fourth quarter. Got to get something going on offense here. on the baseline. Clay Corkle, spin move, little fadeaways, way off the mark, and on the rebound, a foul going to go on Kobe Bush. Will be number three on Kobe. 27 points through three quarters for the Huron Tigers, but still within striking distance, down seven. Mose back in for Brookings. Got a brief rest there. Starting the fourth quarter here, and Landon Clays starts the fourth quarter for Huron. Both Corkos, Bush, and Evers also on the floor. Wilbur with the ball up top for Brookings. Swing it around left side. In the corner it goes to Mose. Mose backs it out, back up top. Brookings being patient with the offensive set. Cole, the sophomore, still in the game. He'll stop, give it back up top to Mose. Back it out near the timeline. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cole takes the three. No good. Rebound for Evers, and a foul going to go on Carlson as he was grabbing on Ty. Brandon Carlson picks up his third. Five team fouls apiece, so nobody in the bonus just yet. 34-27, Brookings leads with 7:17 to go in the game. Neither team's been able to get a lot going offensively. Shooting percentages are poor. Corko looking to drive, backs it out, gives to Evers on the right elbow. He'll drive, go up against Cole. Little roller is blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Brookings, and two shots on the way for Ty Evers. So Evers at the line. Brookings was 6 of 15, 40% in the third quarter. Evers' first free throw is short. Huron actually shot 40%, 4 of 10 from the third quarter. Just didn't seem that way. Second shot for Evers. Missed them both. Wow. Still 34-27 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Mose drifts off to the right on the wing. Looks down to Coughlin at the low post. Cross court. Kick back out in the corner. Cole. He'll go baseline. Kick out. Open three for Wilbur. No good. Rebound, Clay Corkle. Brookings keeping the door open, but Huron's got to find a way to walk through. Corko, Clays. Clays goes high post, threw it away. Tried to go inside to Evers, and Holm just went in there and picked it out. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Cole wasn't expecting the ball, and a big scramble. Cole comes up with it, but goes over and back. Good hustle by Kobe Bush to go after the ball. And Travis Ingebretson not agreeing, saying it was deflected by Huron. But it will turn over to Huron. Isaac Carr in for Huron. As Clays comes off, 6:21 to go in the game. Neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. And, well, it's just been like pulling teeth, it seems like, to score points in this game. Evers on that left wing. Wants to drive. Cut off. Gets it out to Cole Corko. Low post. There's Bush. Goes in on Cole. Had the ball knocked away. Bush comes out with it. Ball deflected, but Evers comes down. Three for Corko. No good. Hung on the rim. Would not go. Rebound Coughlin. Brookings on the run, but they don't have the numbers, and Mose will smartly bring it back out. Bobcats in the front court, still up seven. Here's the drive, Coughlin, and a hand check call going to go on Evers, I believe. That would be his fourth. And that'll be the 16 foul on Brookings. We're on Huron, so both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. No. Well, they have the first foul on 25. We don't have a 25, so I'm not sure who that foul's on. Fake by Mose. Here's the drive in the corner. There's the three for Cole. Missed everything. Rebound Huron. But we got to start taking advantage here. I don't think they did call a foul on that last play now. Open three for Clay Corko. In and out. That's twice now. He's had good looks, and it just rattles in and out. And on the rebound, a foul going to go on Huron, I believe, on Isaac Carr. Will come down and shoot the bonus here for the Brookings Bobcats. 5:19 to go in the game. 34-27. Brookings leading as Huron just has struggled. Remember, Huron led 21-20. Oh, about halfway through the third quarter, and then Brookings just got a little spurt there and got going. Foul is on Carr, his second. and will get the bonus here for Josh Mose. Has 1 3-point shot in the game for his point. Free throw is no good. Rebound tipped out long and going to be grabbed by Clay Corco. Gives to Evers. He wants to push up the floor. Evers in the corner. Cole Corco. Cole back up top to Clay. Clay Corco. Now Evers pops out right wing. Takes the three. Again, no good. It's online. Just won't go. Another rebound for Brookings. Still, nobody has scored here in the fourth quarter. We played over 3 minutes, still 34-27 Brookings, and Clay Corco with a steal, stepped in front of the man. Down the floor, has got a 3-on-2, goes to Evers, hard to the hoop, gets fouled. Holmes thought he got a clean block on it. But Ty Evers will go to the line to shoot two. Ty just missed two free throws. Right now, with points at a premium, got to knock these down. 4:45 to go in the game. Second foul on Carter Holmes. And two shots for Evers. First one is good. 4 points for Ty. And finally, somebody has scored here in the fourth quarter. And Huron pulls within six. Second shot for Evers. And that's off the mark. No good. Rebound underneath for Coughlin. You're on 1 of 4 on free throws here in the fourth quarter. And 3 of 8 for the second half. Wilbur up top, comes back left, low post to Carlson against Evers, little fadeaway is short, and Bush grabs the rebound. Brookings still hasn't scored here, 4:21 to go in the game here on down six. Cole Corco underneath the basket, flips it out and flips it to nobody. This will be a backcourt violation. Wow. 4:13 to go in the game, and neither team wants to play offense or can play offense. Clay's back in. For Huron, we have a timeout. Brookings, 4:13 to go in the game. 34-28, Brookings lead. We'll take a Big D's timeout here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, Brookings using a 30-second timeout as somebody needs to say, I'm gonna score the ball. Brookings will inbound, leading by six. Brookings still scoreless here in the fourth quarter, but Huron has only scored a free throw. Home on the left wing. Brings it back up top. Brookings again spreads the floor, milking the clock. Inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Mose back up top. Wilbur, now Mose again. Carlson pops out. Mose gives to Wilbur for three, and that's off the mark again, out of bounds, and will belong to the Huron Tigers. Brookings is now 0-for-5 from the field and 0-for-1 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter, but Huron has not taken advantage. 34-28 Brookings, 3:43 to go in the game. Both teams have two timeouts left. Cole Corco gives the Bush, takes the three, right wing, front it back of the rim, no good, rebound, and they blew the whistle because the ball went off the, after it hit the rim, the ball went straight up and hit the basket support, and we continue to not score the ball. Here on 0-for-6 from the field here in the fourth quarter. 34-28 Brookings. Holm on the right wing. 3:22 to go in the game. Working around the perimeter. Lob pass to Mose. Mose down the paint, shovels it off. A little quick shot, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Carlson, and nobody could handle it. He thought he was going to be able to get it to Holm, but Holm was already moving to a different spot. And again, here's Huron a chance to cut the lead. Down the floor, quick pass, Clay Corco puts up the shot on the baseline, is fouled, and we'll get the bonus here for Clay Corco. Well, neither team shot the ball well. Neither team's been able to knock down free throws consistently. 3:06 left, 34-28. Brookings leads in the 1-1 here for Clay Corco. Clay with 5 points in the game. Free throw is good. Huron pulls within five. Very slowly pulls within five. Second shot is good. Corco knocks them both down. Timeout Huron. 3:06 to go in the game. Brookings 34, Huron 30. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3:06 to go in the game. Huron slaps some full court pressure here off the timeout. Inbounds comes in the corner to home, right back to Coughlin. Get it ball up ahead, Mose. He'll shovel it off to Cole and he'll stop. Let Brookings get into the half court. Inside of 3 minutes to go, a 4-point game here. 34-30, Brookings leading. Up top, home. Now Cole, left side, Mose. Trying to get it inside to Carlson. Here's Coughlin on the drive down the lane. Blocked by Evers. Ty outlets a dangerous pass. Got it to Clays, and he's going to be fouled as Mose ran into him. Wow. Ty Evers went up and made the swat there with the defensive play, and Landon Clays at the line. He'll shoot the 1-1. Landon with 9 points, leading scorer in the game for Huron. This will be the 1-1, fourth foul on Mose. 2:40 left in the game. Free throw is good. And Huron gets it down to a one-possession game now at 34-31. Still a free throw pending for Landon Clays. Second shot is good. Two-point game, 34-32. Huron again pressing cold court. Mose cross court. They get it up ahead. Blocked by Evers on the floor. And who's going to get it? Brookings does come up with it. But Evers nearly got the steal. In the corner, there's Cole. Cole looks inside. The ball knocked away on the floor. But Brookings again comes out with it twice. Huron knocked the ball away but could not come up with the steal. Coughlin in the corner. Back up top. Mose. He'll drive, kick out. And Cole picks up in the corner. There's Coughlin. He'll drive to the hoop. Missed the shot. The roller was there, and Coughlin couldn't put it down. Huron can tie or take the lead with 2 minutes to go in the game. 34-32, Brookings. Brookings still has not scored here in the fourth quarter. Huron hasn't scored a field goal. Their points have come from the free throw line. Evers, now Bush. There's Corco. He'll spin, go up with the little runner. No good. It was short. Rebound Brookings. Still a two-point lead for the home team. Brookings with a minute 35 to go in the game. Here on a chance to tie. Didn't get it. Up top Cole. Now Coughlin. There's the cut. They don't get it to home. And the Bobcats throw it away. Coughlin threw it to Cole, but threw it behind him at the top of the key. Turnover to the Huron Tigers with a minute 25 to go. .34-32 Brookings. Huron has scored 5 points, all from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Brookings has not scored in the fourth quarter. Again, a chance for Huron to at least tie. Evers, left wing, out there with Carlson. Gets a screen, cross court. Cole Corco. Cole drives with the left-handed scoop. No good. Rebound, Carlson. Attacked the basket, but could not get it to go. And there's down the floor home, and it's going to be knocked away, and they call the foul on Cole Corco, and that was after, well, they were coming straight down with me, and you can see Holm just out with the left hand elbowing Corco, and that will put Holm to the line to shoot the bonus. Cole Corco picks up his third. Holm was just had, he was dribbling with the right hand and just had his left elbow out and was just plugging at Corco. Free throw is good. There's the first point of the fourth quarter for Brookings as Holm hits the front end of the bonus and the lead back at 3, 35-32, minute two left in the game. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Corco gets it up ahead to Clays. He's on the drive, now holds it back. Inside of a minute to go, three for Evers, no good. Rebound, Mose. In the backcourt, we got a whistle and a timeout, Brookings. Evers went for the tie, didn't get it. 50 seconds to go in the game, 35-32 in favor of Brookings. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Huron's had all kinds of chances, but now Brookings has a chance to really make it difficult here. 35-32, Brookings leading with 50 seconds to go in the game. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Huron's going to slap the full court press on again. Neither team has hit a field goal here in the fourth quarter. Brookings looking to inbound, and they'll get it in the corner to Mose here on double teams. And now they throw cross court, get it to Cole. He'll get it across the timeline. Now hand it off to Holm, and Brookings again will see if they can hold the ball here. Boy, just even a free throw for Brookings would be huge now. Here's Mose on the drive. He'll go in with the layup. No good. Carlson with the rebound. Blocked by Bush, and he's knocked over on the rebound. Boy, that's two point-blank shots, in particular the putback by Carlson. He couldn't get it to go. It'll be a double bonus, so two shots coming up for Colby Bush. Best he can do is pull Huron back within one with 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. And Colby Bush, the freshman, at the line to shoot two. First free throw is good. Two-point game. Bush, his first trip to the free throw line. 8 points for Bush. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Clays with it. And here on down two with the ball. 26, 25 seconds. Right now, no timeout by Huron. As they pull it out, Cole Corco way outside. 19, 18. Here on down two with the ball. Screen set for Corco. Corco off balance, gets it to Clays. 11, 10, here's the drive, little roller for Clay Corco, no good, rebound grabbed by Clays, but a whistle and a foul going to go on Huron. Boy, they call a foul on Huron. Clays grabbed the rebound and put it in, but they call a foul on Huron, and will come down and shoot a bonus here for Brookings with 7.1 seconds left to go in the game. Fouls on Colby Bush, his fourth. At the free throw line will be Brennan Carlson. He'll shoot the bonus. If he hits them both, that will probably put this one away for Brookings. They pull everybody off the lane. 35-33 and a bonus here for Brennan Carlson. Free throw is no good. Rebound Bush. Huron's got time. 5-4. Bush right side. Comes cross court. Three is blocked. And Brookings will come out with the win. Clay Corco tried to get the shot off, and it was blocked at the top of the key. Tim Budnagan asking why there was no call, but there was not, and Brookings pulls out the win, the final. Brookings 35, Huron 33. We'll go to the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game after this Big D's timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Now's the time to get amazing year-end savings. Astra Strobo General Motors in Huron. These vehicles must go, so hurry in for the best deals of the year. Like the 2016 Chevy Malibu, now just $22,448. Save over $10,000 on the new 2016 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now just $39,822. Or save over $7,500 on the new 2016 GMC 2500 HD Crew Cab. So hurry in today, because deals like these only come around once a year. Close out the year with amazing savings. Astra Strobo General Motors in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
A game that each team just tried to give away, and at the end, Huron just couldn't make that one play they needed, and Brookings held on for the 35-33 win. Both teams combined were 0 for 20 from the field in the fourth quarter, each team going 0 for 10. And Brookings just scoring 1 point in the fourth quarter, but yet they had a big enough lead where they were able to hang on to the win. Boy, it's been a long time since I've seen this low scoring of a game for the Huron Tiger boys, but it is what it is. And Huron drops to 1-2 on the season, while Brookings now at 3-0. It wasn't pretty, but for Brookings right now, looks pretty good because they came out with the victory here tonight. We'll take another Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, still working on the stats. We'll hopefully talk to Coach Budenhagen after this one. Take a Big D's timeout again of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here in Brookings, where the Bobcats, despite scoring just 1 point in the fourth quarter, defeat Huron 35-33 in a game that neither team just wanted to take. And, well, in the end of the day, neither team hits a shot in the fourth quarter, just free throws, and Brookings survives with the win, 35-33. Rundown on the scoring: Brookings, 3-0 on the season, 13 for Carter Holm, 7 for Brennan Carlson, 5 for Devin Coughlin and Drew Cole, 3 for Josh Mose, and 2 for Sam Wilbur. For the Huron Tigers, 11 off the bench for Landon Clays, 8 for Kobe Bush, 7 for Clay Corco, 4 for Ty Evers, and 3 for Isaac Carr. Shooting in the game, both teams shot just about the same, just under 25%. Huron 10 of 41 for 24%. Brookings 12 of 49 for 24%. And Brookings really shot poorly and from the free throw line. That happened in the girls' game as well. But Brookings 6 of 17 shooting free throws. Huron was 9 of 16, 6 of 10 in the fourth quarter. And obviously those missed free throws came up huge for Huron, just like any just like anything else, I guess, as far as the whole thing goes. So there's the stats for this one. Let's run down the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Final from Yankton. Sioux Falls, Washington defeated Yankton 68-65. Eighth grader Matthew Moores, 41 points for Yankton, tied the Yankton High School record. Moores outscored both Huron and Brookings tonight. Other finals we have: boys, Brandon Valley defeated Sioux Falls Roosevelt 66-47. Aberdeen edged Watertown 46-45. Our game on KOKK, 12:10 a.m. tonight. Woolsey-Wessington doubled up Mitchell 60-30. Bennett White with 22 points to lead Woolsey-Wessington. Finals for the girls: Huron picked up their first win of the season 51-45 over Brookings in our opening game of the doubleheader. Sioux Falls, Washington defeated Yankton 48-47. Aberdeen rolled 81-37 over Watertown. And Sioux Falls, Lincoln defeated Sioux Falls, Roosevelt 61-42. So those are our finals here that we have in for AA basketball tonight. College basketball from earlier today. Both these games actually played in the afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan defeated Indiana Tech 58-57. That game was played in Hawaii. In Kansas City, University of South Dakota wins that little four-team tournament, defeating Southern Illinois in the championship 68-57. Lower levels here in Brookings tonight for the girls: JV, Brookings wins 49-26. In the C game, Brookings won 36-28. For the boys, JV final, Brookings 57, Huron 41. In the boys' sophomore game, Huron eked out a 53-52 win. So that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Still waiting for Coach Budenhagen, and I don't see any Huron kids out on the floor as of yet, as they're, I'm sure, having a pretty long talk in that locker room, as this was a game that was there for the taking, and Huron just did not come out and take the thing by the throat. And this is the first time in several years that Huron has lost here in Brookings. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes and come back and talk to Coach Budenhagen next on Dakota Sports.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need: beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Now's the time to get amazing year-end savings. At Prostromo General Motors in Huron. These vehicles must go, so hurry in for the best deals of the year. Like the 2016 Chevy Malibu, now just $22,448. Save over $10,000 on the new 2016 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now just $39,822. Or save over $7,500 on the new 2016 GMC 2500 HD Crew Cab. So hurry in today, because deals like these only come around once a year. Close out the year with amazing savings. At Prostromo General Motors in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here as we continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game. And here on Tiger, Coach Tim Buttenagan joins us here. And if you want to be frustrated, this is one to be, whichever team was going to lose, would lose this one. The head coach is going to be frustrated because it was there for the taking, and it was like neither team wanted to take it.
Well, we thought that we'd be more offensively gifted, and we're just not showing it right now. We play a lot of seniors. We need their leadership, and we're just not getting that at this time. So I'm going to have to step in, and I'm going to have to be the leader, because in great teams, you know, the kids lead, and we got to have somebody step up and be that leader, especially during tough times. Instead of whining about a call or I can't hit this shot, you know, at that point we don't care. I mean, we're in the game. We got to keep plugging away, and we just got to get it done. And we failed to do that tonight. I thought, you know, you can't fault the effort. We had, I mean, tremendous effort. We held them to 15 points the second half. That should be good enough to win. I mean, what did they score in the game? 35, 36?
35 to 33.
Yeah, 35 points. 35. If we hold the team to 35 points, that should be good enough to win. So we're going to have to do something better offensively. We're going to have to do something different offensively in order to get our guys some shots.
You know, I don't know. It didn't seem to me like it was anything Brookings was doing special. We just, you know, it just tightened up and tightened up. You get a lid on that basket sometimes. You know, there was lanes, there were open shots, and, you know, you just got to have the confidence to go up and take it.
Yeah, we lost this one every which way. I mean, we missed easy layups. We missed box outs on the defense end. We missed free throws. We turned the ball over. I mean, in the fourth quarter, they score, what, 1 point?
Yeah, 1 point.
They get 1 point in the fourth quarter, and you can't win. That stat alone is mind-boggling. But, you know, hopefully we can get better. We just we gotta go back to the drawing board this Christmas break. I guess there's no rest for the coaches now. We're not really going to enjoy the Christmas break because this is a bad taste, Irma.
Yeah, I was just going to say, kind of a foul taste in the mouth, you know, and there's going to be time off, mandatory time off, I assume, starting tomorrow, but then you'll have to get back to it as soon as you can next week, because all of a sudden you're preparing for a game next week, and maybe the best thing is to jump back on the court as soon as you can.
Boy, I hope so. I mean, that's a plan. But, you know, right now we got seniors, and the seniors have got to come up with a plan as well. Right now they're not talking. We're not communicating on the floor. We're in a 2-3 zone. We made them miss a shot. Then we come down, we're back to man. And I don't understand that, because Ty's out of the game. We're covering, you know, the court. We're making them take tough shots. And then all of a sudden we get out of the zone. And I just, nobody could explain that to me. So I'm kind of dumbfounded about the communication part, because we're stressing that in practice, communication, competing. I thought we competed tonight. The effort, like I said, the effort was there, but we didn't make plays. At the end, you know, I don't want to call play, because the players make the plays. Somebody on our team needed to make a play, and we didn't do it.
Well, go Berger Plus, outstanding player of the game, and honestly, it was kind of hard to pick. We go with the freshman, Kobe Bush, had 8 points, a ton of rebounds. I don't have that stat in front of me, but, you know, he's in a learning curve out there. I think I mentioned it in the preseason 2 years ago. He was playing seventh grade basketball. Now he's playing the full varsity ESD schedule, and he is not backing off from anybody.
No, I think Kobe had a good night tonight. I mean, he competed, and he got some big rebounds when we needed them. Stepped to the free throw line, hit two big free throws along with Landon to get the lead from 6-2. I thought that he did some nice things. Got a big block down here. Was on the floor tonight. He did some things tonight that we know that he's a good player. We know that he's got to continue to grow. But I think he's gonna be all right. He's gonna be. I think he could be a special player for us.
Well, as I said, not a great way to go into the Christmas break, but it is what it is. We just got to do a little reflection, I guess, and be back Monday or whatever, and get ready for Stevens.
Yeah, it's gotta be better coaching. Coaching's got to step up right now. So I got to do a better job tonight. You know, I failed the kids, so now I got to go back to the drawing board. Now I got to figure out, you know, how we're going to get this thing turned around. You know, the kids played hard. We thought that we had them in good position, but obviously we didn't. So we got to do a lot better job of putting our guys in a position to be successful.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers, will take a final Big D's timeout of 1 minute and wrap it up here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the Big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
It's a doubleheader split here in Brookings tonight in the girls' game. Huron pulls out their first win of the season, 51-45. Shannon Kotz, your Berger Plus, outstanding player of the night. And then in the boys' game, just a real slugfest with both teams really struggling to score the ball. And Brookings holds on for a 35-33 win here over the Huron Tigers. And freshman Kobe Bush, your Berger Plus outstanding player for the boys. Now we're off here for a little while. It'll be a week from Friday before we're back with the play-by-play. It'll be here on Rapid City Stevens boys makeup game. That's a week from Friday, the 30th, and an earlier start time. We're shooting for a 5 o'clock tip-off for the varsity. 2 o'clock will be when the lower levels get underway. So listen in for that a week from Friday here on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. So with that, we'll wrap things up here from Brookings. It's a split. Girls win, boys lose. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by... Ryan's Hanger Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. The South Dakota Attorney General Office. Gary Zell Auto Glass, glass and windshield repair and replacement. Auto Body Clinic on Lincoln Avenue Southwest. Protective Coating Specialist, proud to support Huron and the Tigers. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first. And Prostrolo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do It Center Store. Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your farmer's union insurance agents. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Wilbur Ellis, Ideas to Grow With. Walker's Flower Shop, Downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the 5 and 6 buck lunch. And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.